KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's sunny, breezy, and pretty cold out there this morning. It's 24 with a wind chill of 11. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Monday, January 29th. News brought to you by Ferguson Funeral Home and the First National Bank and Trust. Breezy and cold most of the day today. High of 45 with winds out of the north to about 20 miles per hour. Details of allegations against the suspended director of special services for Chickasha schools could be made public tonight. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Plans for the new year never include the loss of a loved one. We have no control of the future, but we can avoid misunderstandings, emotional stress, and financial burdens at a very difficult time. Pre-planning your funeral is the best decision you can make to protect your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment to discuss your future with no pressure or obligation. Ferguson Funeral Home, caring service from our family to yours.
There's another special meeting of the Chickasha Board of Education tonight. The panel to consider a recommendation that Pam Huggins, Director of Special Services, should be fired. It's alleged Huggins failed to report child abuse of a special needs student. Opening statements scheduled for school administrators and Huggins or their attorneys. There's also time for rebuttal and even questions from school board members. The statements scheduled to be made public. However, the board may opt to go to a closed-door session for negotiations. The school board also to formally act on the resignation of former Transportation and Maintenance Director Pete Bush. He stepped down during a special meeting last week. Now, tonight's meeting will be video streamed on our website, cool1055fm.com. You can find the link under the sports tab and check on the Chickasha school logo. The meeting starts at 6 o'clock tonight. It'll be held at the middle school auditorium. Westbound lanes of the H.E. Bailey Turnpike northeast of Chickasha closed for a couple of hours this morning. A car and a saltwater tanker involved in a crash. The interstate closed between mile markers 84 and 83 about 4 o'clock. That's right before the exit ramp on Highway 62. The roadway was reopened just before 6 o'clock. The Highway Patrol says at least one person was injured, but it wasn't how clear how serious those injuries were. Details of the crash have not yet been released. The driver of a car that crashed north of Verdon over the weekend remains in critical condition today. 18-year-old Brent Durbin Daniel of Lawton suffered head, arm, leg, and internal injuries in the crash. He was airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital. The accident happened about 9:45 Sunday morning, about a half mile north of Verdon on County Road 2750. The Highway Patrol reports Durbin Daniel lost control of his car. It ran off the road and hit a bridge, a concrete bridge, and then rolled into a creek bed. More cool news coming right up.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
A proposal that would allow Oklahoma's career tech system to expand high-level math and science classes will be heard by state lawmakers this spring. The measure has the support of Greg Winters, superintendent of Canadian Valley Technology Center. Senate Bill 880 would shift oversight of the group that creates what are known as STEM regions to career tech. Winters telling Cool News.
It affords us an opportunity to maybe be a little more aggressive, maybe reach out and do some things that maybe we wouldn't be able to do otherwise.
Currently, oversight of the STEM regions, the responsibility of a group known as the Coalition for the Advancement of Science and Math Education in Oklahoma. That group's director, Ben Robinson, supports the move to career tech. He says STEM programs have been growing quickly, and his coalition doesn't have the means to continue overseeing it. He says having career tech monitor the development of the STEM regions means they'll be able to reach more areas, help more students, and be more beneficial to industry. A Tuttle man charged with child sexual abuse remains in jail on a bond that was set at six figures. Jimmy Ray Van Buskirk had his initial appearance on the child sexual abuse charge in Grady County District Court last Friday. A judge set Van Buskirk's bond at $150,000. Prosecutors allege Van Buskirk assaulted a 9-year-old boy at a Tuttle home several times over the last 4 years. Van Buskirk's next court appearance is February 22nd. That's to announce his attorney and a preliminary hearing conference set for March the 7th. A special work session scheduled for the Chickasha City Council tomorrow. The panel to hear a presentation from the Oklahoma Municipal Assurance Group. The informal session set for 6 o'clock tomorrow night at City Hall. Checking energy prices. Crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $66.14 a barrel last week. London-based Brent crude at $70.52. Natural gas up to $3.50 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,350. Silver, $17.33. Our weather forecast is going to be sunny, breezy, and chilly today. We'll have highs only in the mid-40s. Winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. Right now, it's 24 with a wind chill of 11. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
That's the sound of tires going on your car or truck from the Vernon Tire Shop. They've got a special offer for light-duty vehicles. Buy a new set of tires and receive two free rotations. That's a savings of $80. Choose from all the major brand tires. And the Vernon Tire Shop also stock Carlisle heavy-duty trailer tires and farm implement tires. All major credit cards accepted. 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 to noon. Drive a little and save a whole lot. Vernon Tire Shop, 453-7878.
In sports, junior high and freshman basketball today for Chickasha basketball teams, all with Kingfisher. The 7th, 8th, and 9th grade girls will be at home. They play at Myers Fieldhouse. All the boys' games will be played at Kingfisher. The Chickasha High School swim team taking part in the Suburban Conference meet at Hera last week. Here are some of the results for the girls. Jennifer Veach was 5th in the 100 backstroke, 7th in the 50 free for the boys. Logan Southwell, 6th in the 50 free, 7th in the 100 free. Caleb Shearer, 5th in the 100 breaststroke, 6th in the 200 free. And Jacob Kennedy, 5th in the 100 butterfly, and also in the 500 freestyle. USAO men's basketball team go on the road to beat the defending NAIA national champion Saturday. The Drovers beat Texas Wesleyan 86-83 in Fort Worth on Saturday. The 15th-ranked Drovers have played all of their close games very well. They've won 10 of 11 games decided by 8 points or less. The win puts the Drovers in first place alone in the Sooner Athletic Conference standings. The USAO women also won in Fort Worth Saturday, beating Texas Wesleyan 66-59. The win keeps USAO in second place in the conference, one game behind fifth-ranked and defending national champion Oklahoma City University. Vivian Holcomb had 15 points, 9 rebounds. Now, USAO will play OCU Thursday night at the USAO Fieldhouse. When the two women's teams met last month, OCU won a 7-point game. And the 11th-ranked USAO baseball team won their opening series of the year down at Our Lady of the Lake in San Antonio over the weekend. The Drovers losing their season opener 4-2. They came back with a 12-1 victory. Then the rubber game of the series was won by the Drovers 4-3 in 11 innings. In Oklahoma City last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Philadelphia 76ers, 112, make that 122 to 112, their 8th straight win. Russell Westbrook and Paul George each scored more than 30 points. Our Cool News weather and sports today, all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust and Ferguson Funeral Home.